back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is October the 28th, and that means that we are in Cherryville. We're in downtown Cherryville at the Bethany Wesleyan Church. We're in the auditorium. It is fabulous. It is the Through These Hands annual Fall Fest. Crafter's Delight, food like you can't believe. The apple dumplings are literally to die for, but I got to tell you, they got 10 less than they had about 10 minutes ago because I just loaded up the car. They are fabulous. It's ridiculous. They are about two-thirds the size of an apple pie. They're selling for $4. They're handmade. They are delicious beyond all belief. And that's just one reason to come up. You might come up for the handicrafts. You might come up to do your Christmas shopping. You might come up for the breakfast, for the lunch. You might come up for the apple dumplings. You might come up to see Bobby Williams. You might come up to see Gene and be part of the More Than Money experience. Or you might come up because you're helping a wonderful organization that moves medical equipment and supplies from where it's no longer needed to where it's desperately needed all around this world of ours through these hands. So please join us. Bobby, you think we have a caller? Not yet? Okay, you'll let me know. Thank you, sir. 610-720-7900, Gene at askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Indeed. Next week, a week from today, we'll be at the State Theater. Straight No Chaser. Now, if I and if Denise is listening, Shelly's listening, it's my understanding that it's a sellout. So I don't think we can get, I don't think you can get tickets directly from the theater. If somebody out there is listening and can email me and just let me know, Gene at askmtm.com, if there are tickets or not, I'd be happy to promo the show. But I'm fairly certain. Show me that one more time. Very good. But we're going to be there, and we're going to have a great time. We got a bunch of friends coming, and some of our closest friends, our More Than Money family and our team, and we're going to have a little reception, great fun, and a great show. So that's a week from today. And about 5 weeks from today, in the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, come and join us. We have our annual holiday event where we simply thank you. We do a live radio show. Bobby comes over and makes sure everything goes exactly right. John's in the studio making sure everything goes exactly right. And then there's Gene doing the show, doing the best he can. That's all we can say with face for radio. But we have a great time, and there's food, and there's – look at another tray. Look at this. That's at least three big trays of the apple dumplings going out the front door. This is fabulous. Let's do what we do best. Let's answer a listener call. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to Philip. Philip, good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Morning, Gene. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Good. A question about the proposed tax reform. They're proposing federal elimination of state and local income, property and income tax.
Yes.
My theory is that I don't think the news outlets are explaining things properly. They never mention that the standard deduction is going to be doubled.
Philip, I agree with you exactly. You are precisely correct. They are allowing the negative exposure with none of the positive. Hey.
Right. I reviewed my situation, and it's always the deductions are always pretty close to the standard deduction in the past, but when they double the standard deduction, I'll be in seventh heaven.
And I think a lot of people will, and especially a lot of people who are not in the high tax brackets, because the higher tax brackets, you're killing me, bud. The higher tax brackets will, not have the advantage of that larger standard deduction like a normal human being will, like a normal American taxpayer will. So, Philip, I think you're exactly right. And the popular media, once again,
They're just trying to stir things up, I think.
As always. Philip, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you, Gene. Bye.
Take care, my friend. 610-720-7900. See, if you had good timing, you'd be here right now, and you'd be with Connie Palaha. Because Connie Palaha of our More Than Money team is up here. She loves crafts. She's doing it. She's up here. She's doing her Christmas shopping. Another tray. I'm telling you, we're selling excellent, fantastic. Oh, well, thank you. We'll be heading back. That is at least the fourth big tray of apple dumplings going out the front door. They're going to be sold out here in a blink. If you're an apple dumpling fan, Cherryville's where you want to be. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Young lady writes, I don't really have a question. Whoa. I just wanted to say thank you. Many years ago, my husband and I heard you talk about putting money into Roth IRAs for children and grandchildren. We have four wonderful children ranging in age from 33 to 27, no grandchildren yet. We set up Roth IRAs for each of our children, and we've been putting the maximum in each year. Our youngest daughter has the least because early on she didn't earn enough to get the maximum. Got it. We've been working with an excellent financial advisor. Well, here we are 10 years or so later, and three of our children have almost – are you guys sitting down or are you driving a bread truck? Our three of our children have almost $100,000 in their accounts, and our youngest has almost $70,000. They are so grateful we got this all started when they were young. It's wonderful for us to know we're going to be helping them long after we're gone. None of this would have happened without you and your wonderful radio show. Thank you. No, thank you. Because for the thousands and thousands of people that heard that idea, a small percentage actually did it, including you. And because you and your husband have parted with a few dollars, I mean, let's be honest, it's probably $20,000 or so. Over the last a year, over the last 10 years or so, you've parted with a fair amount of money. Three of your children are at 100,000 plus, one at 70. So your 200 is already at $370,000, and your kids are going to end up taking it out tax free. So what a wonderful thing you have done, and going to be helping them long after you're gone. How about it? If we look at the oldest child, age 33, and just assume that for the sake of argument, he or she has 30 years until retirement, retire at 63, and assume just for the sake of demonstration, you'll see why, because this makes it very easy math. He or she averages 7.25% a year over the next 30 years. Investing in the stock market and growth investments, that's a possibility. No guarantees, of course, but that's a possibility. If that is the case, if over the next 30 years he or she averages 7.25% a year, their money's going to double every 10 years. So if you stopped adding to their Roth IRAs, his or her Roth IRA right now, $100,000 balance, by the time he or she's 43, it's $200,000. 53, 400,000, 63, $800,000 tax-free. Do you think $800,000 tax-free might help a little bit in retirement? Holy cow. What an impact. And you've done that for three of your kids, so three of your kids are likely to end up with between $800,000 and maybe $1 million tax-free. And that's if you don't add any more money. If you continue to do this, I don't know if you will, don't know if you can, but let's say that you continue to do this. It just gets more and more and more wonderful. And think about what you've done in terms of what your kids can do for their kids. If you're 33 and you just have your first baby, and you're wondering, geez, do we have enough money, honey, to put some money away for college for our little one? Well, it's going to be tight, but oh, wait a second. Remember, your mom and dad set up that Roth IRA for you. We're going to have $800,000 in retirement without adding anything from our own pocket. So maybe we can do a little extra for our children, for your grandchildren, because of what you've done for them. You're thanking me? No, I'm thanking you. You're fabulous. You are absolutely fabulous. Congratulations. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We are in Cherryville. Through These Hands is a wonderful organization. Doreen and Bruce Shannon, many years ago, took a look at a situation in the local hospitals where they were disposing of, trashing, sending to landfill perfectly good equipment that was no longer useful here, no longer useful in that hospital, but in a hospital or a clinic somewhere around the world, it would have been unbelievably valuable. And they just couldn't let that slide. So they moved a bunch of stuff to their garage, started making some phone calls, trying to figure out how to make sure this material goes from one place to another. Many years later, they have moved thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of equipment, medical supplies, all around the world. More than 50 countries have received shipments from Through These Hands. All volunteer, all done with a hope and a prayer. Well, more of the prayer part, but fabulous. Just fabulous. And you're helping this morning. If you come on up to Cherryville, make sure you come downtown. You're in the, we're in the Bethany United Methodist Church. And from an auditorium, just come in the auditorium. And God bless. You'll find tons of crafts, lots of great food. You'll find the More Than Money team putting on a modestly useful show. Modestly useful. God. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Walter writes, my wife and I both recently retired. We're looking for investments that will give us more peace of mind. By the way, bold print, underlined. I think he's made his point. We met with our advisor this week. He showed us an annuity that will pay us a 5% a year guaranteed for as long as either my wife or I am alive. He also explained we don't give up our principal like other annuities. This sounds exactly what we're looking for. What should we be asking him to make sure this isn't too good to be true? Walter, the number one thing that you've got to be very, very clear about relative to this type of an annuity is the fee structure. If you said to me, how does this annuity company, some are pure annuity companies, some are life insurance companies that also sell annuities, et cetera, but how does this annuity company, how can it possibly be true that they are willing to pay me and or my wife for as long as either of us lives? How is that possible? Well, it's really, once you understand the fee structure, it's not confusing at all. I'll give you an analogy that I think will make this easier. I own my home free and clear. Bobby owns his home free and clear. They're both worth about $200,000. My house is free and clear. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a bank. I don't have anybody telling me I've got to have homeowners insurance. So I don't. Bobby, on the other hand, has a $200,000 house, free and clear, no bank, no mortgage, no one telling him he has to have homeowners insurance, but he makes a slightly different choice. He decides to get homeowners insurance. Me, I'm over here saying, Bobby, what are you doing? It's costing you $1,000 a year to have that insurance. I'm putting all that money in my pocket. And for 4 or 5 years, I look like a pretty smart guy. I got $5,000 in my pocket. Bobby has sent $5,000 in premiums off to his insurance company. And then sadly, because both of our homes are located in the Napa Valley region of California, the wildfires come through, burn both of our homes to the ground. I'm sitting on the curb, nowhere to go, no money to rebuild, $200,000 out of pocket, all my furnishings. So I'm really, what, $300,000 out of pocket. And Bobby's standing at the curb with his insurance agent saying, so the check will be here tomorrow, and then I'll just go down to the furniture store and reorder, and then I'll call my contractor and have it rebuilt. And I'm going, this is amazing. No, it's not amazing. He paid for the insurance. I didn't pay for the insurance. The analogy is almost identical in the investment world. You can invest your money in lots of things that may do very well. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, exchange-traded funds. Lots of opportunities out there to get you a decent rate of return at a fairly low cost structure, but no guarantees. Or you could walk over to the annuity company and say, good morning, sir. Walk over to the annuity company and say, I want some of that insurance stuff. I want to insure my income. I want to insure my retirement income. I want to make sure my wife and I always have income. The annuity company says, we can do that. Oh, by the way, there's a certain fee for that. In homeowners world, it's homeowners insurance. In the annuity world, it's called a rider. And the rider says, we'll absolutely guarantee you lifetime income. It's a beautiful thing. However, we're going to charge you a little extra. So if you came to Gene and said, let's go down to Charles Schwab, open an account, you can manage money for me, what's it going to cost? Well, if you add all the expenses all up and put them all together in one lump sum, it's going to be somewhere between 1-1.5% a year. If you said to me, whoa, wait a second, I heard about that thing on your radio show where you can buy insurance that will guarantee that we'll have a lifetime income as long as we live, I say, well, that's not Charles Schwab, that's over here at this annuity company, but that insurance has a cost to it. So instead of paying 1 to 1.5% a year in cost, you're going to have 3% or so. So let's just use a simple number. Let's say that it's 1.5% more expensive. Very good, sir. 1.5% more expensive to have this insurance. You're paying for it. And that thereby, if, picking a number, you put $200,000 into this particular annuity, it guarantees you $10,000 a year, as long as you or your bride is alive. You go, that's a pretty good deal. Sure it is, because you paid for it. So even if that investment sadly doesn't do well, after many, many years it's down to zero, the very next year you get a check. Somebody's going to get a check, as long as they're alive, for $10,000. What a beautiful opportunity. If it fits. If guaranteed income is something that you're interested in. If that all kind of comes together. Is that right for you? It depends. Depends on you. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. What do we got there, sir? Excellent. Let me make sure I'm giving you the right. I think this is from Jay. Jay writes, my aunt passed away in March. She had no children of her own. I and her two other nephews, right, Jay, are the beneficiaries of her estate. She left $1 million life insurance policy, wow, along with other assets, and it appears that the attorney has the estate paying taxes on everything, including the life insurance policy. I understood that life insurance proceeds are tax-free. Am I wrong? Jay, I would love to tell you that the attorney is wrong, but in this case, you are wrong. Taxes come in a lot of different flavors. Income taxes are what you're thinking about. The proceeds from a life insurance contract that you get paid, income tax free. So you and your two cousins are going to split $1 million, roughly, tax free, income tax free. But unless your aunt had set this up differently, and she did not, the $1 million is included in her estate. Now, unless her estate was over $5 million, I pray that it is. That'd be wonderful for you guys. But unless her estate's over $5 million, there's no federal estate tax. But there is, if she died in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania death tax. In this case, nephews, I'm thinking 12%, $120,000. It's a lot of money. It could have been set up. The life insurance policy could have been set up so that it was free of estate taxes. Your aunt did not do that. The cost for not doing that is that each of you are going to end up with about $40,000 less than what you would have typically expected. Set a slightly different way, in a way that I more fully embrace. You're each ending up with about $290,000 net more than you probably ever expected. So God bless. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. I'm in a church here. Look at me quoting scripture. Ooh, that's dangerous. I am an absolute amateur at the scripture. I'm more the guy that kind of has that a sense of what the scripture means, and I got a pretty good sense of that stuff. Mostly what I get is that God is love. I got that. And I think if you get that, and then gratitude. That's a good thing to take out of church too, take out of the scripture. And prayer. Prayer, that's another good thing to take out of scripture. So you got those three things. Oof, what a life. God is love, a lot of love. Love is good. John and Paul said it. That was the apostles. No, that was the Beatles. All you need is love. And, be grateful. Because when you're grateful, God, that makes God smile. Don't you want your Father in heaven to smile? And pray. That's just, have those conversations with God. And if you do all that kind of good stuff, life is fantastic. Get to hang out with guys like us. Have great apple dumplings. Make life wonderful. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We got to take a quick break. Back with you after this on More Than Money.
I'm giving.
You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson. You've got explanations galore, and some of them are actually correct. I'm kidding. Come on. None of them are correct. No, I'm kidding. You've got 780 years of experience. You've picked up a few things along the way. Then you get to share that with everybody. What a great opportunity we have this morning. And every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 when we get to spend time with you. Spending time with you makes us very, very happy indeed. If you've got a question for us this morning, 610-720-7900. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or you can log on morethanmoneyonline.com. We are in Cherryville. We're at the Through These Hands annual Fall Fest. Crafters galore. We have foodstuffs galore. We have the most delicious apple dumplings ever invented. We have more and more and more for you than ever before. So come on up to Cherryville. We're at the Bethany Wesleyan Church. All you have to do is stop in. You're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to shop for Christmas. You're going to get the most unique things you've ever seen. Everybody that you give to is going to be very, very happy with you. You're going to have great food, and you're going to be helping a wonderful organization. Through These Hands, moving medical equipment and supplies from where they're no longer needed to where they're desperately needed all around the globe. More than 50 countries, 53 countries. Unbelievable. Doreen, if I had a microphone for you, I'd interview you. But if I had a microphone for you, I'd.
Okay.
Oh God! But we're doing. I bought 10. I'm taking them all home. You got to come up for the apple dumplings. Oh my goodness, they are gonna sell out fast. These ladies made the most delicious apple dumplings. God bless us. So come on up and see the babies. We got babies coming through. And lots of folks. Just a wonderful atmosphere. Please come. 610-720-7900. Brooke writes, we met with an advisor who looked at our current investments. He told us that one stock that we own is more than half of our savings, and that was a very risky situation to be in. He recommended we sell most of it so that we would only be 10%. It would only be 10% of our money. We've owned the stock for many, many years. It's been really good to us. Should we swallow hard and follow his advice? Oh, goodness. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't have enough information about your situation to give you a definitive answer, but I can give you some guidances so that you have some sense of what direction you might start to think. Number one, having half of your money in any stock, no matter how conservative, reliable, reputable it may appear, is very risky. Companies, sadly, often go through difficult times. And if you've got half of your life savings in one position, you could end up with way less than half. And that would be very, very unfortunate. So yes, I think the advisor that you met with is making a very good point. I think he or she is giving you good advice. But that's only as far as it goes. The problem that you may face, that it doesn't appear that this advisor has addressed, is the tax that you may face in liquidating that position. So if you are picking a number, looking at you invested $100,000 and this stock is worth $200,000, if you're in that kind of a situation, $100,000 of capital gains might cost you $20,000 in taxes. Wow, that's a bucket. However, I don't know your tax bracket. And depending on your tax bracket, that same $100,000 might cost you nothing. The income tax might be zero. And I don't know. And since I don't know, I can't tell you it's a good idea, bad idea. I think losing $20,000 kind of in the blink of an eye is a bad idea. If you're deciding to do that, one thing that you might consider is to, instead of selling out a huge block of this stock in a blink, you might consider doing it over a very long period of time, say 4, 5, 6 years. That way, instead of paying $20,000 in tax in one swell swoop, you can take a bite at the apple, and maybe custom tailor it. If you work with your tax advisor, you may find out that if you take smaller bites, that you will end up paying far less in tax And if you are very fortunate, if you find yourself in the 15% bracket or lower, you might end up paying zero. And zero is the best. So am I concerned that you have one stock that is such a huge part of your portfolio? The answer is yes. Should you be concerned? Yes. Is it something that you need to throw the switch on and get out of immediately? I don't see that as a as the reality. What I do see, however, is that you should have someone independent evaluate that stock. Some stocks, I'm picking one out of thin air, PPL. Been around forever. People are going to use electricity. Are they likely to go bankrupt? No. Are they likely to be here many years from now? Yes. So there's a lot less urgency. But if this one particular stock is in perhaps at risk, or perhaps it's in a product line that's not doing well, you might want to sell that, not because you've got too large a proportion in your portfolio, but you might want to sell it because it's time to go. Because the stock market's had a really wonderful run-up, and you don't want to lose that profit. There is absolutely risk in the stock market. A lot of financial advisors don't spend enough time talking about the risks that investors have when they head to the stock market. And one of those risks is sometimes companies do really well, sometimes they don't. So I would certainly get a second opinion. I would certainly involve you. If you do not have a professional tax preparer, I would make sure that you counsel with a financial advisor who does. Our More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. We have both our investment side. We have our income tax division headed up by Diane. Daryl, Sue, doing a great job both preparing taxes and doing tax planning. So if you come to visit us, we'll be able to look at exactly what this stock is, give you an evaluation of the stock itself, give you a evaluation of your income tax exposure in terms of cutting, selling some of that stock, some or all of that stock, and then also give you a very good assessment of where that money might better serve you. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman writes, my son bartends. Wages don't allow him to put much into a Roth. He usually makes the majority of his money in tips. Can he use the tips to up his contribution to the $5,500 to go into the Roth? The answer is yes. Absolutely. Tips are absolutely considered compensation. If you need to add those to the W-2 that he gets, in order to demonstrate that he has more than $5,500 a year in income, in order to qualify for the Roth, tips absolutely count. And in many ways, I think that's a very, very wise thing to do. If this young man is relatively young, getting money into a Roth IRA sooner rather than later is a great idea. We had a earlier discussion about some folks who have been putting money into a Roth IRA for their children for many, many years, and they've already done very, very well getting this young man started. Keep in mind that even if you make less than the $5,500 that you need to qualify to put in the full Roth IRA, you can put in up to 100% of your income. So let's say that this gentleman's income is $3,000 a year. He can put up to $3,000 into a Roth IRA. So, Dad, you got a great idea here. You got a son that's working hard. Make sure that he counsels with an intelligent financial advisor and or tax professional. Get exactly the right number, and to the extent that you can do that and get into the Roth IRA, that's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. What'd you get there, sir? Soup?
A lot of soup.
A lot of soup. Nice. Bobby's stoking up. It's a long ride to Philly. Come on, you got to have something to chow down on. Exactly. Exactly. That was close. You almost got the big cough. Please join us. We're in the lovely village of Cherryville, the Bethany Wesleyan Church, which is in and of itself a facility that you should see. We're in the auditorium, set up for the Fall Fest, lots of crafters. The sanctuary is impressive. If I understand correctly, it seats about 1,200. It is a very active, very growing church, very impressive, very inspirational. The folks who want you to believe that churches are waning and that people don't go to church, yeah, fake news. Fake news. If I Twittered, I would Twitter.
Tweet.
I would tweet. Exactly. Thank you, Bobby. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. We'll be on air another 12, 15 minutes or so. This event goes on until 3 this afternoon. They're going to be serving lunch. They got great soups of all kind, including corn chowder, my particular favorite. They got Aluskis. Oh, my gosh. I can't promise you apple dumplings. They have been flying out of here on trays. They're carrying them in their pockets. They got them balanced on their heads. I mean, these things are popular. They're giving them away. The prices are ridiculous. But all of this effort is to help raise funds for Through These Hands. Wonderful organization. The Shannons, Bruce and Doreen, started many, many years ago. Now, lots of volunteers. We want to thank all the volunteers of Through These Hands for their good work, packing literally trailer load after trailer load after trailer load, semi-trailers just going not only throughout America, but all over the world now. 53 countries have received medical supplies and medical equipment from Through These Hands, moving it from places, organizations, and individuals where it's no longer needed to places, organizations, and individuals where it is desperately needed. So come on up, have a great time, get to say hi to us. Admittedly, we're here for another 17 and a half minutes total. End the show, pack up, disappear like gypsies in the night, right? Is that a bad thing, gypsies? I think it's a great thing. Cher sang about that. It's got to be a good thing. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. A young lady writes, "My son and daughter-in-law have gotten themselves into a considerable amount of debt. If I understand their situation correctly, they have two car loans, a mortgage, a home equity loan, and many credit cards. They came to me for help. I can't afford to give them money, but I do want to give them good advice. What would you tell them?" It's for a mom, it's heartbreaking. For a dad, it's heartbreaking. You want your kids to do well. You want your kids to make good choices. You want your kids to be happy and safe, successful. You want them to have peace of mind. And many times that works out beautifully. And sometimes it doesn't. And it doesn't take very many poor choices, poor judgments, or bad luck in order for the financial success to go off the rails. What would I tell them? I would not personally give them much advice, especially coming from mom, coming from dad. Advice is not often appreciated, no matter how useful, wise, insightful it may be. It's because you're mom. Because your dad. However, I have found a system. It's actually developed by one of my radio competitors. Oh goodness! Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. More. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Sorry. I was just gifted with more apple dumplings. How lucky am I? The system that I have discovered, I did not create, I did not invent. A competitor, Dave Ramsey, if you've heard of Dave Ramsey, I would be surprised you haven't. He's on many, many radio stations. He's on TV a lot. He's written a number of books. Dave's specialty as a financial advisor is to counsel people who are in debt. So this situation with your son and daughter-in-law is exactly what Dave Ramsey counsels. He has developed a system. It's called Financial Peace University, FPU, Financial Peace University. And the Financial Peace University system will take your son and daughter-in-law from literally where they are today, in debt, having collectors' calls, not having enough money to pay their bills, etc., right through a system of handling the debt collectors, paying off their debt, saving money in a savings account, getting started towards investing, paying off all their mortgages and lines of credit, starting to invest for their future. And the system, and that's exactly what it is. The system is designed to go step by step by step. They can take this class in a local church. If you go on the Dave Ramsey website, look for Financial Peace University. Many of the local churches in the Lehigh Valley have sponsored them. I've attended the Financial Peace University a number of years ago at a local church. I wanted to check it out. I wanted to see if it was for real. I wanted to check out the material. I found it to be fabulous. It is heartbreaking. Excuse me a moment. It is heartbreaking for a parent to see their children struggling like this with no real end in sight. Financial Peace University will not only have a light at the end of the tunnel, it will shine a light on everything they're doing currently, give them better ideas about how to handle their debt and how to get out of debt. It is a fabulous program. If they can't or won't attend classes, Financial Peace University, as I understand it, is now available online. They can actually go through the exact same program, watch the exact same videos, get the exact same instruction from Dave Ramsey himself online, and very reasonably priced. Last I saw, it was right around $100. So you could make a gift to them of $100, and it would make very little impact. It would be like a drop in the ocean in terms of fixing their problems. Or you can arrange for them to take Financial Peace University program, either in person or online, and end up with a perhaps a wonderful result for them and for their future. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Young Lee writes, my husband and I are working with a financial advisor. We retired 3 years ago, and our investments have done just fine. The stock market just seems to keep going up, and you know what they say about what goes up. We have about $650,000 in our IRAs. We only need a small income, about $10,000 each year from our investments, to help us meet our bills. Should I just not worry? If I should be worried, what should we be doing? Goodness, now I'm the person that decides whether people should worry. Worry, no. Should you be concerned? I think yes. I think that's appropriate. There's a couple things that you can do that I think can control your worry or put your worries into a very tiny box. Number one, understanding that you only need about $10,000 a year or so from your investments in order to meet your bills is very useful information for me. It tells me, using 2008 again as an example, if you started taking money out when the stock market started going down in 2007, it kept going down until early 2009. Ended up, it was a total of about 17 months. It went from top to bottom. And then in March of 2009, it started to go back up. And it was back to even roughly in about another 12 months, 14 months or so. So we're looking at about a 2.5-year time period from where it started to the bottom back to where it started. You could quite reasonably carve out of your $650,000 $30,000 or $40,000, put it in a very safe and secure position, whether it's a money market, a stable value account, a short-term bond account, something that's not in the stock market, knowing then that you could pull that $10,000 a year out for 3 or 4 years and never need to touch the balance of your $610,000. Which would mean that even if the stock market did exactly the horrendously bad thing that it did in 2007 and 8 and drop off more than half, you would have given yourself enough time that it could go way, way down. It could go way, way back up. And all of a sudden, you've had all the money that you need along the way, and yet you're not forced against your will, so to speak, to sell out of the stock market at exactly the wrong time. So I think that gives us a lot of peace of mind. I think that gives you the comfort of knowing that not only do you have that to start, but as your investments earn some profits along the way, that can be dumped into that same portfolio so that you're always kind of replenishing that pool and you're always going to have enough income 3 or 4 years in advance to cover whatever you need. I think that'll give you a lot of peace of mind. By the way, do I think the stock market is going to drop dramatically? I think yes. I have no idea when. I have no idea why. I have no idea how far. No one does. No one does. There's nothing to indicate it's going to happen shortly, but there never is. So you've got to have a strategy that protects what you need when you need it. If you've got that, sleep like a baby. And if you don't, I would start sweating bullets. That's what I would do. I would sweat bullets. How much time do we have there, sir?
2 minutes.
Excellent. Folks, we're in Cherryville. We are literally 2 minutes away from signing off on More Than Money this morning. But we are 5 hours away from the event ending. We are at the Bethany Wesleyan Church, the Fall Fest, where you have crafters galore, food galore, fun galore. And it's all for a great purpose to support Through These Hands, a wonderful nonprofit, locally based, established here in the Lehigh Valley by two wonderful people, Doreen and Bruce Shannon, to move medical equipment and supplies from where they're no longer needed to where they are desperately needed. Absolutely wonderful. You should come up. Now, if you can't come up or for some reason you're looking at something totally different, if you need financial advice, all you got to do is ask. Check with us. If you would like a financial second opinion, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, or you can get old-fashioned on it. Go old school and give us a phone call, 610-746-7007. Folks, thanks for being part of this edition of More Than Money. We're going to see you next week on More Than Money. You've been so kind and generous. I don't know how you keep on giving.